Hello, everyone. Thanks very much for attending, at least virtually, this talk. And thank you very much to the organizers of the Postgres Dev Room at FOSDEM for having me. My name is Christoph Pettis. I'm with a boutique Postgres consultancy in San Francisco, California, called PostgreSQL Experts. And normally this time of year, we'd be in Brussels attending FOSDEM, but circumstances being as we are, we're doing this remotely. And today we're going to talk about database disasters and how to find them, specifically Postgres-related database problems and how you respond to them productively. I'm going to give a little story here about something that happened to me. Day was nice day out on the bay, and I was asked by a client to do one job. We had a production database server running as a primary, and we wanted to move that from one Amazon instance to another. They were increasing the instance size. Wanted to minimize downtime, very busy, high traffic site using streaming replication. This is a very easy job in Postgres. Is you set up the primary, you have a secondary, a binary replica, you quiesce the application, wait for replication on the secondary to catch up, decommission the primary, promote the secondary to being the new primary, and you're done. That's it. What could go wrong with a process like this? It's extraordinarily simple. Well, we did that, and then 36 hours later, I get a call and weird things are happening. For example, in rows that were in the old primary were just not in the new primary. They were gone. There were deleted rows in the old primary that were still on the new primary. Even weirder. And worse yet, rows that were in the primary were duplicated. The old primary were duplicated on the new primary. Doing so violated primary key constraints, but the indexes were still reflected both entries. And we couldn't figure out what was going on. There were multiple versions of the same row before and after modification. There was a timestamp on each row. And newly created rows that were on the old primary had never been pushed over to the secondary that was now serving as the new primary. Okay, so we did a little bit of diagnosis and we were sure we'd found it, which is the tables had a last modified timestamp so we could tell when each row had been modified. And all the bad rows were clustered right around the cutover time. And we discovered that, in fact, the application hadn't been quiesced. It was running right up until the last moment. So that must be it. There were active queries at the cutover time, and that was the source of the problem. Now, if you know anything about Postgres, and you're not in the middle of a crisis like we were, you're probably thinking, wait, that doesn't actually make sense. How could corruption like that happen with something like that? And you'd be right. But we didn't think of that because we were in this mad hurry to get the site fixed and back up. So we couldn't roll back to the old primary because there had been changes that we didn't want to lose on the new primary, but we could fix the database. So we did a PG dump and a PG restore, patched up everything very, very tediously, brought it back up, and we were very proud of ourselves. The problem was solved. All the rows were correct now. We brought up a new secondary to make sure there were no queries running this time, and everything looked great. So we declared victory. Everybody went home, signed off this call at 3 in the morning. And then at 9 a.m., Christoph, the problem was occurring again on the new secondary. The exact same problem, same symptoms. Duplicated rows, rows that were deleted on the primary were still visible on the secondary, all sorts of things. But the reason we were sure this problem